Welcome to CFUV 101.9 FM. My name is Sarah Solman, and this is your daily rundown of current events happening in Victoria's Middle Eastern community. Ali Shirazi, the Vice President of the Victoria Iranian Persian Cultural Society, is reflecting back on a memorial held by the society on November 5th over Zoom to celebrate the passing of beloved Iranian singer Mohammad Reza Shajarian. Shirazi spoke about the impact Shajarian had on Iranians and the reason to hold a memorial, even if it was virtual.
I'm not an exception. You know, like, there are so many Iranians who love him, and actually, you know, like, a lot of us spent a lot of time listening to his work, and he was a great vocalist and probably the biggest singer of, I personally think, of all time.
Shirazi decided to hold the online event after members of the community reached out, and he deemed it a general need due to the meaning Shajarian's life and music had to many. Shajarian, a prominent Iranian vocalist and composer, passed away on October 8th at the age of 80 from complications related to kidney cancer. Born in 1940 in Mashhad, Iran, Shajarian began singing at the age of 5. Having rose to prominence in 1959, Shajarian is widely hailed as the master of classical Persian singing. Shirazi touched on Shajarian's love for learning and elaborated that it was one of the qualities that gave his career longevity.
He was a great, great student or a learner. And whatever available, he just, you know, like, tried to absorb it for years and years, for maybe decades.
Shirazi states that this quality carried over to the later years of his career when he was already considered successful.
And at this age, like, Shajarian was already, you know, like, a master. So his thirst for learning was, you know, like, was always there. Because of that, he never stopped learning.
Shajarian was also known for humanitarian efforts, and Shirazi touched on his philanthropic efforts when he spoke on his response to the Bam earthquake that occurred on December 6, 2003, in the southeast Iran. The earthquake killed 30,000 people and injured another 20,000.
His reaction was amazing. You know, like, he got into the streets, he got to these offices and asked everybody, you know, like, his fans to contribute, you know, like, to put money down so that they can help people who were affected by this earthquake.
Shajarian further showed his compassion when he held the BAM benefit concert that raised funds for the victims of the disaster.
And right after that, he had this amazing concert. It was a very sad concert for that purpose, but said, well, all of the money that we are making for this series of concerts are going to go to, you know, like, to help people who were affected from earthquakes. And right there, you know, like, people started to love him even more. You know, like,
during the 2009 presidential elections in Iran, Shajarian also voiced criticisms of the Iranian government. Shirazi states that if Shajarian had not been politically outspoken, he could have prospered much more in his career. But his choice to do so, in despite of that, is what made him a beloved public figure.
Master Shajarian wasn't vocal about these situations, he would have a better living for sure. You know, like, because imagine you're a musician, you're a singer, and they ban you from having, like, any concert in a country that, you know, like, whenever he had a concert, his tickets were sold out immediately. So the first thing is, you know, like, a hit on your, you know, like, income, for example. And they won't let you meet people. They won't let you have, you know, like, do your work. So I won't say, you know, like, what he did was sort of like a sacrifice of, you know, like, his career, you know, like, so he could, I mean, if he was going with the government, and I think he probably would be a lot, it would be a lot, like, an easier life for him. But he chose people.
You've been listening to CFUV 101.9 FM's Daily Middle Eastern News with Sarah Solman. This project is funded by Canadian Heritage and the Community Radio Fund of Canada as part of their local journalism initiative. To hear more stories, visit canada-info.ca.